Welcome, and thank you for joining us tonight here on Digging Deeper, a ministry of Green Valley Baptist Church in Lebanon, Virginia. I'm Dr. Don R. Zampona, the pastor of this wonderful church here. And tonight I'd like you to consider the question with me, do you worship God? And the reason I'm asking the question is because the central theme of Hebrews is chapter 11 is that God is to be worshiped. And God, and friends, God must be worshiped in spirit and in truth, according to John 4:24. But tonight, if you have a Bible, why don't you grab it and open it up to Hebrews chapter 11. And I'm going to be reading just one verse tonight, and it is going to be Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4. The word of our Lord says unto us from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Well, brothers and sisters, the Old Testament is a book of shadows, if you will. It points to the New Testament truths, and in Abel we see a shadow of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. In the book of Genesis, we discover that Adam and Eve, his wife, he knew his wife Eve, and she conceived, and she bore a son whose name was Cain, and Eve said this about Cain, I have acquired a man from the Lord. Then Eve bore again, and this time she bore Cain's brother Abel. Well, Abel was a keeper of the sheep, and Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord, and also Abel also brought an offering, and what Abel brought was the offering of a firstborn of the flock and their fat, and the Lord respected Abel and his offering, but the Lord did not respect Cain in his offering. And as you can imagine, Cain became angry, very angry, angry so much so that his countenance fell. And you can read all about that in Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 to 5. Well, tonight we're going to spend just a few moments together considering the worship that Cain and Abel offered. But before we do that, let us bow our heads together in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for another year here on the Living Faith Television Network. Father, we pray that there will be those tonight who would be listening, Father, hungering for a word of truth from your word. And Lord, help us to preach that word of truth with all boldness and all clarity in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we pray for someone tonight who might be listening who is not yet saved. And Lord, we pray that this message would touch their heart, that they might be convicted of their sin and they might put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and that heaven would be their home. Lord, we pray for the Christian tonight who is, Lord, not doing what they ought to do for Jesus Christ, Lord, and I just pray that they would return unto you, Lord, that they would give their heart, that they would rededicate their life to you. And Father, we pray for those who are Christian and are about the Father's business, that this message tonight would encourage them, give them hope that they are standing on fast on the firm ground of Bible truth. Lord, have your will and your way in us tonight, and we just pray all these things in that most wonderful name, the name of Jesus, at which every knee will one day bow and every tongue will confess. Oh, Father, we thank you for the sweet and holy name of Jesus tonight. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, we're going to look first of all tonight at the contrast in their worship. In today's world, we are looked upon as politically incorrect if we don't put our arms around everybody and say, your religion is just as good as mine. But friend, that's not true. Cain's way of salvation by good works rather than grace, his offering must have looked like something of the county fair, because the most fragrant fruit, the most beautiful flowers, the most succulent vegetation were there. But God says, without shedding of blood, there is no remission. Now Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat, and Abel's offering was based on a blood atonement, you see. And did Abel understand about Jesus Christ? To him, Jesus, all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believes in him will receive remission of sins. Jesus, speaking to the scribes and Pharisees, said Abel was a prophet. Therefore we read, therefore also said the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they shall slay and persecute, that the blood of all the prophets which was shed from the foundation of the world may be required of this generation. From the blood of Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, which perished between the altar and the temple, verily I say unto you, it shall be required of this generation. Luke 11 verses 49 to 51. Now since the Bible says that all the prophets witness to Jesus Christ, then just outside the gates of Eden was a man who offered a lamb as a prophecy of Jesus Christ. Friend, redemption by the blood was in God's heart before he ever made the world. And you can read all about that in Revelation 13, 8, when God called Abraham and said, take your son to Mount Moriah and sacrifice him. And we all remember that story in Genesis 22. Here is Isaac, the promised seed. Abraham's waited for over 25 years to have this son. And now he's had this son. And God tells Abraham, you take your son and you offer your son to me. And we know that there he was, and Isaac said, Father, we have the wood, but where's the lamb? And Abraham said to his son, God will provide a lamb. And he bound Isaac, he laid him on the altar, he had the knife up ready to strike him, and God said, Abraham, don't hurt the lad. Look, here is a ram caught in the thicket, sacrifice the ram. And Jesus told the scribes and the Pharisees, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. When God said to Moses, when you take my people from Egypt, tell every family to put a lamb's blood on their doorpost, because my death angel will come through Egypt. If the blood is upon your doorpost, death will pass over you, in Exodus chapter 12. And why all of those sacrifices, friend, in the Jewish temple? For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins, Hebrews 10 and 4. God was creating a conditioned response so that when his people see blood, they know that sin means death. He was pointing toward Calvary. And so the contrast between Cain's offering and Abel's offering is that Abel brought a blood sacrifice, but Cain, he brought of his good works. He brought what he thought would be all right, but he didn't bring what was required. Abel pointed towards Calvary, and Cain's sacrifice did not. Well, okay, let's look at the consequences of their worship. Because the Bible clearly teaches that the Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain became angry, as I mentioned a moment ago, and his countenance fell. And so the Lord God said to Cain, and why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted. And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. The difference between Cain and Abel is the difference between righteousness and unrighteousness, friend. God does not grade on a curve, and he does not give an A for effort. God is too good, God is too holy to not punish sin. And God never can, and God never will overlook sin. If God overlooked sin, he would cease to be righteous. You see, the definition of sin is coming short of the glory of God. There is the glory of God, and here you are, and the gap between it is sin. And the Bible has this to say, Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. Propitiation simply means satisfaction. Nothing can satisfy the holy righteousness of God except the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, friend, you need to understand something tonight. Your sin will either be pardoned in Jesus Christ or it is going to be punished in hell. This is salvation by grace. When Jesus went to the cross, the Bible says, for God took him who knew no sin and made him to be sin for us, that you and I might be made the righteousness of God in him. The only way to salvation, the only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ. And the consequences of worship and what you worship and who you worship are going to last throughout eternity. Well, let's look at the conflict of their worship. And Cain talked with his brother Abel, Genesis 4:8. And it came to pass that when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. Now, do you realize that the first murder that ever took place was over religion? Why did Cain kill Abel? Because Cain's heart was not right with God. No man can be wrong with God and be right with his brother, and false religion is characterized by force. And our faith is characterized by love. Think of people today who are being murdered all the world over in the name of religion. And Jesus had this to say in John chapter 16. He said, these things have I spoken unto you, that ye should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogue. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God service. And these things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. John 16, verses 1 to 4. There's no fine print in the contract. The word martyr and the word witness are the same in the Greek language. Death doesn't make martyrs. It simply reveals them. True faith is never based upon force. One of the greatest mistakes the so-called Christian church ever made was the Crusades, when we tried to spread our faith by force. Friends, Islam is an idea. Communism is an idea. And the only thing that will kill an idea is a better idea, and that is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. There are times when we need to go to war, but not to spread the Christian faith. There are only two religions in this world. There is the true religion and there is the false religion, and the difference between them is heaven and hell. Is there another way to heaven other than through the blood of Jesus Christ? If there were, then why did Jesus die? Paul wrote, I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness comes by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Have you ever stopped to consider why did God allow his darling son to die in agony if there's another way to heaven? The Bible teaches without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Now, I asked the question at the beginning, do you worship God? And if you say, yes, I do, then when you worship, are you worshiping the one true God? Is your worship centered and focused on the blood of Jesus Christ and his cross? Have you repented of your sins and asked Jesus Christ to become your personal Lord and Savior? Are you worshiping God in spirit and in truth? Perhaps as you've listened tonight, the Holy Spirit has spoken to your heart, and you know you are not yet saved. Well, the great news for you tonight, friend, is that you do not have to remain not saved. Because Jesus gave his life on Calvary's cross to save you from your sins. And to receive God's gift of salvation, you must believe in your heart that Jesus died for you, and you must confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ. And so in the moment that we have left tonight, I just want to ask you, will you do that tonight? Will you give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ? Wherever you are right now, will you say an everlasting yes to Jesus? Will you receive his blood to cover your sin and make you acceptable unto God? And if you'll do that, you might want to pray this prayer tonight. Simply pray after me. Lord Jesus, please come into my life and be my Savior and Lord. Please forgive my sins and give me the gift of eternal life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, friend, I want you to know something tonight. If you sincerely prayed that prayer, I want you to be assured that you are saved, that Jesus Christ and the power of his Holy Spirit has come into your heart tonight, and you are saved. Your sins have been atoned for through the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, others already have, and I hope that you will too. If you chose to receive Jesus as your Savior tonight, would you please let us know of your decision by connecting with us? We want to get materials into your hands to strengthen you in your walk with God. And now as I close in prayer, let me just say, may the grace, the God of all mercy and grace, make his face to shine upon you, both now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.